USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. Federal assistance will begin to flow into the state after President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for about 30% of counties in the state. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown says that despite getting power and water restored, his city is still in need. He tells Fox News Galvestonians are most in need of plumbing services.
Right now, we've got water, we've got electricity. We have a number of individuals that are still out of their homes because of broken pipes and can't get water into their homes. We need water. We are bringing that in. We have helicopters coming in this afternoon to deliver water to our city. And we also need plumbing companies and plumbing supplies. We're out of that. We need to get these leaks fixed and get our residents back in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.